and Ben Thomas. The Red Cross has received two more sets of remains from Hamas believed to be hostages. While the truce between Israel and the militant group is holding, Sam Mednick reports there are issues.
Israeli authorities have said that one of the bodies that has come out of Gaza is not that of a hostage. This came from the Forensic Institute, which is identifying the bodies. Now, Hamas says that it is trying to return them, but it says that it is challenging and it could take time. As part of the ceasefire agreement, all of the deceased hostages are meant to be returned. When it went into effect, there were 28 bodies in Gaza, and since then, only a handful have come out. Now, there were funerals today in Israel for some of those hostages that have been returned. People lined the streets to pay their respects. There have also been dozens of Palestinian bodies that have been returned from Israel to Gaza, and they too are in the process of being identified.
In Washington, the Supreme Court appears ready to gut a key tool of the Voting Rights Act. In a case involving a black-majority congressional district in Louisiana, Mark Sherman reports the court's six conservative justices seemed inclined to effectively strike it down because the map relied too heavily on race.
If the justices rule broadly, the current case at the Supreme Court could eliminate what's known as the effects test and make it only illegal to intentionally discriminate against minority voters in the drawing of electoral districts.
A federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. The White House Budget Office said Friday mass firings had begun. In Illinois, Cook County's top judge is barring ICE from arresting people at court. And it was another erratic day for stocks. At the close, the S&P had added 0.4%, while the NASDAQ climbed about 0.7%. The Dow fell slightly, just 17 points, less than 0.1%. This is AP News. The leader of the military coup in Madagascar has been speaking with the AP. Charles Deledesma on what he had to say.
Colonel Michael Randriani Rina tells the AP, according to the ruling issued by the High Constitutional Court, I'm taking the position of president. These friends of mine are with me. There must be an oath taking. Randriani Rina, who led a rebellion of soldiers that ousted President Andry Rajoelina, says he expects to be sworn in as the country's new leader in the next few days. He adds he's taking the role as head of state after the country's High Constitutional Court invited him to do so in the absence of the ousted president, who fled Madagascar following the uprising. Protesters have been demanding better government and more opportunities in a country with deep problems with poverty, echoing youth-led protests elsewhere in the world. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.